Putting pressure on Supreme Court conservatives. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Over the leaked draft opinion showing a court majority ready to overturn the ruling that legalized abortion in favor of states' rights to restrict it.
We've seen that enormous fence go up to protect the court from protests that are expected to begin later today, but there are also concerns for the safety of some of the justices at their homes. A progressive group is encouraging protests at the homes of six justices, putting up a map, even offering stipends.
That's Fox's Doug Luz. Head of the White House encourages the protesters to be peaceful, but Republicans say going to justices' homes goes too far and risks violence. Senator John Cornyn tells Fox it's
an attempt to intimidate the justices and a threat to judicial independence.
The Senate's Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer, wants Congress to make abortion legal.
Next week, the U.S. Senate is going to vote on legislation to codify a woman's right to seek an abortion into federal law.
But that vote's expected to fail with not enough support to overcome a Republican filibuster. COVID cases have been slowly rising, with the CDC predicting a bigger increase to come as three Omicron subvariants spread. Hospitalizations up 20% the past week in the U.S. at a time when some funding dries up.
There was a $20 billion government COVID program that paid for vaccines, testing, and treatment of the uninsured. But that's been shut down. There's also Medicaid coverage in more than a dozen states to help, but that's only going to be around for a few months more.
Fox's Jill Nato, the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine keeps falling out of favor over a rare but serious blood clot risk. The FDA now says it should only be given to those who cannot for some reason get the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines, or if someone specifically requests the J&J shot. Cheers at SpaceX. That's the moment early this morning on NASA TV when four astronauts came back to Earth, splashing into the Gulf off the Florida coast after a six-month trip to the International Space Station. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
After a more than year-long surge of migrants coming at the border, a renewed push for immigration reform.
President Biden again urged Congress to take up immigration proposals he says can win bipartisan support.
For dreamers and those temporary protected status, farm workers, essential workers. Not only the right thing to do, but it's economically the smart thing to do as well.
The president has met this week with members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus on immigration proposals as the administration deals with an expected surge of migrants at the southern border should a public health order limiting asylum seekers and others be lifted later this month. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, that order and the expected surge, a big worry near the border.
Title 42, a Trump-era COVID-19 border policy, is currently held up in the federal court, but could be just 2 weeks away from ending. Double M Ranch owner Mike Hayes says the surge of migrants coming over from Mexico is starting to hurt his business. Just like the rest of the country, he's got a labor shortage problem, but for a different reason.
They won't come anymore. They're scared of it down here.
It's not just Republicans who worry about the end of Title 42. Democratic Eagle Pass Mayor Pro Tem Yolanda Ramon says the community is concerned.
I can guarantee you that the migrant impact, it could be even more than double.
In Eagle Pass, Texas, Mills Hayes, Fox News.
We'll get a key economic report this morning.
Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal are predicting another strong month for job gains and forecasting that employers added 400,000 jobs last month and that the unemployment rate ticked down to 3.5% from 3.6% from the previous month.
Fox's Hillary Barsky will see how Wall Street reacts the day after a sell-off wiped out the big gains from earlier in the week. In hockey's playoffs, the New York Rangers got even with Pittsburgh. Dallas tied the series with Calgary. Florida did the same, beating Washington. Colorado topped Nashville in overtime to go up 2-0. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.